Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yes, hello. This is it's a little bone. It's a little treat, a little bonus treat.
Yeah, we're kind of doing this just because for the sake of it, almost.
No, we're not. We're doing it because it's important. This, right? So we decided we would do a little bonus podcast for you because there's a part of the show on Thursday, Wednesday. What day is today?
Wednesday
that would might just go under the radar, and I want people to understand the for those people who aren't with us from 6 o'clock in the morning, I just want them to be able to understand
what goes on,
what I encounter when you unleash PJ Gallagher from his box, from straight from the off, when you take him out of the box. And he hasn't gotten into his broadcasting groove.
Well, I had a particularly bad start to the day. You know what I mean? I had to come in and I needed to get it. I used that. I tend to use that hour from 6 to 7 as a cathartic sort of exercise to exercise my demons before most people wake up and listen to the rest of the show.
Exactly. So, if you are not somebody who regularly gets to hear us from 6 o'clock in the morning, then, ladies and gentlemen, I give you PJ Gallagher's first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I would also like to say what you're about to hear is not a fever dream, and it will be over soon.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
PJ Gallagher, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I'm sniggering because he's having a blustering morning as it is so far. He's already had a number of tragedies strike.
Oh, come here, today and yesterday, where I've just been since the moment I left you yesterday.
See, you can't be trusted on your own.
You're right.
When you're not under my care and tutelage,
yeah, it's
anything
true.
Can happen.
Honest to God, it's true. It was a most eventful couple of days. I don't even know how to quantify what happened.
Yeah.
A couple of days. One day. It was yesterday.
You've just managed to cram enough madness for a few days
Yeah. Oh, today I woke up this morning. And I was going to have me Barocca, you know. I like the way it makes your wee yellow. And then I smashed the glass in the kitchen and I had to pick it up. And it sounds so loud when you break a glass at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then, oh, jeez, I locked myself out of the house into the garden. Oh, man, I couldn't have to.
locked yourself out of the house.
Yeah, and into the garden. So there's no way out. Oh, jeez, I had to do the dicky key, Mickey, everything. And then, oh, jeepers, oh, my God. And then I come in and Jim's laughing at me because apparently my new tattoo looks like a dildo full of ice cream.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
We're about to do the birthdays, PJ. And you know the way yesterday was, it was an unbelievable gathering of rock legends. And,
yeah, well, it was,
And Hollywood A-listers.
Huge names, yeah. Oh. I made a hames of it all the same.
Well, then, this could go better because this is a very strange mix.
Oh, God.
This was a struggle today. I couldn't even get the half dozen out of it.
Oh, right.
I'm waiting to hear how low I went to try and get them, to be fair. But anyway, listen, the first one at least is a decent one, right? Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Well, John Rhys-Meyers, yeah.
He's one of our own, isn't he? We own him.
He is. I famously, I should tell you enough. There's no kids listening.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I saw. Well, I was in the toilet with him.
Oh right.
I saw his personals.
You did not.
I did. Yeah.
Why were you looking at us, Willie?
I didn't mean to.
That old line. It was just there.
We were standing.
Sorry, officer.
We were standing at the urinal pods and.
Yeah.
I looked around.
There's other things. I mean, you could have looked straight ahead.
You
could have looked at your own personals.
You know, when there's movement, you always look around. You never know if there's a fella coming in with the scissors wants to cut your personals off or something.
Right.
So I know what that's got. Well, yeah. Good looking man.
He's not in the Liam Neeson brigade, is he?
I don't know about that now. I don't know. Apparently Liam Neeson is like an old racehorse. In fact, you could stable him like.
Right.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, like, if Liam Neeson had sex with a horse, you'd produce... maybe I'll just leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, we're 15 minutes in, right?
Yeah.
And so far, you've spoken about your tattoo that looks... enough said about that, right?
Yeah.
And now you're talking about Liam Neeson, engaging with a horse.
Yeah. Imagine if someone says, did you enter a horse at the Grand National? And he'd go, what?
That That is a vicious rumour.
Yeah.
A vicious rumour that was unsubstantiated.
I am not Beef or Salmon's father. Right, I got to say...
Beef or Salmon, I am not your father. anyway,
Jack Rees-Mogg.
Oh my God, what an amazing 15 minutes of radio, ladies and gentlemen. Which is
now. It's out of the way now. The trauma of the morning has filtered its way through.
Anyway, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is not in that category.
Yes, he's not. No, he's not.
But apparently, by all accounts, he's a very nice bloke. He's a very down-to-earth character.
Mm.
Mad as a brush.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. If you say so, Jim. I'm not saying...
Did you work with him or were you just going around looking at his personal...
No, I was at the IFTAs one year. Oh, and, you know, I hide in the toilet because I hate the crowds. Giving out things. So I was just standing there pretending to do a wee for about a half an hour.
You'll end up with a bad reputation.
I know, yeah.
If you just keep spending your time hanging around toilets...
Looking at
it can never go well for you, man.
I know, yeah. Looking at people's personal... Yeah. You shouldn't be doing
this.
Actually, that is a crime. Now, think about it.
Yeah. Well, you know where he is, guards, up until 10 o'clock today, anyway.
Yeah, I'll be right here.
You'll be right here.
Don't worry, just follow the people who made the complaints. I got to say, John Rhys-Meyers is about 48.
Not bad, 45.
All right, okay.
45, right, now. How's your skating knowledge?
Not too bad.
I know, I'm only messing. This is a famous name.
Tony Hawk.
No.
Oh.
Christopher Dean. Of Torval and Dean.
Oh, I thought you meant skateboarding. Like, no. Oh, Christopher Dean, yeah.
Yeah, of the famous Torval and Dean. And of course, you are an Olympic impresario, aren't you? You are an Olympics expert.
Yeah, I can't believe how big they were. Torval and Dean were so, so big. And he was like an ex-copper and all.
Yeah.
Twinkle Toes, the laughing policeman.
And there was always the sort of, are they, aren't they, will they, won't
will
they?
Will they, won't they? Yeah, oh, yeah. It was like Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd.
Say, it was like the moonlighting of the Olympics.
Yeah, it was, yeah. We kept wondering until we didn't care anymore. And now we're still doing it. When they started doing the sort of Strictly Ballroom or whatever.
Dancing on ice.
Strictly Ballroom.
similar sort of idea,
I guess.
They were on the front of
music magazines,
kids magazines, and stuff.
Smash Hits used to do features with them all the time, and you could get a brass poster on one side and Torval and Dean on the other.
Skating was never as cool.
Yeah, it was so weird that this thing just happened for a while. And I don't know if they were ever medal winners or anything, were they?
No, oh, I they think were, they, were yeah. They had that famous bolero routine, didn't they? That was not the most famous one of all. That's the one.
Yeah, that was the one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, still remembers.
Yeah, that was great. I remember Philip Schofield said that you're flipping wonderful. It was real cool, raunchy TV. So I got to say that...
So Christopher Dean, one half of Torval and Dean.
I gotta say he's like 68.
Not bad, 64.
Oh, right.
64. Now, I know golf isn't your forte.
No.
Right.
I know more about ice skating now.
Okay. Well, sadly, look, that's where I'm afraid we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go to golf. One of the current stars, Jordan Spieth.
Right. I've never heard of him.
He's an American. He's won stuff. Including the Open. He's won the Open.
Oh yeah, right. There's loads of the British one. Oh right.
Yeah, they call it the Open.
Oh right. Okay.
You don't refer to it as the British Open.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's the US Open. That's you can call it that.
Oh.
But then the British Open is the Open.
It's always the way of the Brits, isn't it? The FA, just the FA. But we have to be, you know, the FAI or whatever.
So Jordan Spieth. So yeah, he's still, you know, he's very current, put it that way. It just as an age lean, mind you.
It's impossible to know in golf. It's a pensioner's game. You know, there's lads out there.
I drove 135 yards with my accent that nobody has outside the game of golf.
That was Graham McDowell, wasn't it?
Yeah, is that him? Yeah. Rory McIntosh, or what's his name? Rory
McIlroy.
McIlroy, he's like that as well.
Rory McIntosh. Oh my God. Like one of the most famous sports people in the world. Rory McIntosh.
It was McIntosh then.
There is no McIntosh.
Oh, is there not? No.
I just thought like that. This is some Scottish relative of yours. Unreal.
I think it was McIntosh, the licorice all sorts company or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Licorice McIntosh. I'm sorry. Have I woken up in a parallel universe or something?
This is like a fever dream,
is
isn't
going
it?
On?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be a great name for a golfer, all the same.
Yeah. Here's Licorice McIntosh. Why do you take a shot? He's using a pitch and wedge.
Yeah. And his plaid trousers.
His plaid trousers. Licorice McIntosh. Quiet, please.
Jordan Spieth.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Go for Jordan Spieth.
37.
29. Now, from golf, from the wonderful game of golf to the other area of sports that you're not particularly big on, which is the ruggedy ball.
Oh God Almighty! Nice. This morning literally couldn't get any worse for me.
And like, and this way, I'm afraid we have to go way back on the ruggedy ball to an old Irish legend, Moss Keane.
I have literally never heard it. Your ears used laughing at me because a man was called Licorice McIntosh and then you hit me with a Moss Keane.
Moss Keane, legendary Irish player, played for the Lions and all that. He was a Gaelic footballer as well.
Was he?
For a while, yeah.
Moss Keane.
And his proper name is Maurice Ignatius Keane.
Yeah. Maurice Ignatius Keane. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Very, very famous name in the world of Irish rugby ball.
Yeah, yeah, famous. Yeah, I'd say he is. Yeah, there's only one. I think in our history, only 300 lads have ever played it. So I gotta say, he's 73.
Oh, 74.
Oh, you're joking.
74.
Oh,
right. So we've done golf.
Yeah.
We've done rugby.
Yeah.
The next place we have to go,
I can't believe we're still doing this.
It's the soaps.
Oh God Almighty!
It's the only. Honestly, I told you it was really bad today. Tracy Shaw is best known for playing Maxine Peacock in Coronation Street.
Ah, Jesus, man, this is my worst morning. I can't cope anymore today.
In the sort of 90s.
You know what the thing is? When I told Clint about me smashing the glass and locking myself out of the house, and he goes, oh, there's going to be a third. There's always a third. And here we are, Licorice McIntosh and Coronation Street throwing me for a fix.
It was a really tough morning on the birthday.
Oh, I guess it was.
Yeah. So there you go. Tracy Shaw, she was a blonde actress, right, if memory serves. And she played the hairdresser. Maxine.
In Coronation Street.
Well,
they're all ancient
now. In the sort of 90s now. So you can sort of ballpark it around.
So she's like about 84.
She's 49. What are you talking about?
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.